So, hey there, this is Brandon. Hi, that's me. I am really excited to be inviting you to our first Creative Network meeting. Most of you guys know me as the host of Not Safe for Wonks. We publish usually weekly. We're trying to get on a Monday to Friday schedule, Monday and Friday rather, and just sort of giving our thoughts on news, current events, culture. I mean, it's a podcast. It's a great time. Monday, we talked about transportation and transportation industry across the world, specifically when it came to public transportation, how, you know, keeping up with just the fares in some cities, you know, enforcing fares costs more than actually running fares. There was a pilot program in Albuquerque where they gave free bus rides during COVID. And this plan got so popular that now they really don't want to get rid of it. And of course, there are people in the city council trying to roll it back, and it's not going too well. We do different things like that all week, and just it's great. And if you're watching this, you probably have already listened to the show. One of the things that we had in our previous iteration was that we really encouraged people to leave the internet and go find local meetings or local organizations or local communities to really take part in, to kind of make their ambitions happen. But, you know, what we found was, number one, why let other people do all of this? It just seemed as we got more capacity that it was more worthwhile for people to all come here and sort of network with people who they knew they had values and interests and things in common. When you get a room full of people that are connected and, you know, you give them access to resources and a space, everybody knows somebody, everybody has something that they want to achieve or that they're working on. And we thought that this format would just be great. So it's pretty exclusive. 10 people are in a call at once because we want to make sure that everybody gets some focus, they get some time, they have the ability to really share what they're working on with other people who share just a commitment and seeing what we can all achieve collectively. And this is great. We have lots of creative projects going on internally at Ghost Coast Video. We're working on a film called Safe, which you can see details of on the Not Safe for Wonks podcast. Kennedy is working on both a cooking show and an app to help people budget film shoots. You can kind of see how those come together. And we want to hear more about what you have going on and make it sort of a part of what we talk about all the time. And that's kind of the format of these creative shows. So I want to talk a little bit about what is inside of here. One of those things is a raffle entry, where we do so much outreach to community businesses and sponsors that we want to have just some sort of sponsored bag of crap to give to one of the 10 people that come, just so that there's always just this feeling of, hey, I might get something when I come through here. And it's just sort of our way of saying thank you. There's not going to be any really hard qualification. We'll just say, hey, send your email, send a text, and we'll pick a winner out of that group, which is great. Let's look at the raffle entry breaker. And when we come back, we'll talk about introductions and just things that we'll want to know about you as we get started here. So yeah, the raffle entry is a pretty big, important deal. The way it works is we want everybody to feel like there's going to be a little something that they're going to get out of the time that they spend on these calls. Obviously, you're sharing your best ideas. You're sharing your creative inspiration. We want to make sure that everybody stays connected and that it's not like one of those community projects where everybody half butts it and things don't get like done. I really want people to bring things here where they have a really strong mindset and they're willing to do what they're good at to help others, and that they're willing to get that help to make their own project and their own work come into reality. And this is going to be something where we have sponsors, and these are people who've made products, whether it's a hot sauce or a watch or some piece of plastic or cups or silverware. I don't know what we're going to have, but we're going to have things that we send out, you know, once a week on all of these to your address. Just something physical that you can have, or it might be something digital like a gift card. You know, everybody loves, well, Wendy's or Domino's or Trader Joe's, or, you know, everybody has their own thing that they like. And we're going to have it here as the raffle entry. And the way that you'll be able to participate is you hold up your phone and you text your name or your email to a number that's going to be listed here. And you'll be able to just participate. We'll just pick a random person out of this list of 10. So that'll be great. After that, we can start getting into introductions, and that's coming up right here. So stay tuned, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So these introductions are really built out of an extreme frustration. Number one, you run into people and you have a great connection, but you don't always know like who they are, you know, their whole deal, how to stay in contact with them. And it makes it just hard to make those connections really lasting. So part of what we do on these calls is everybody can introduce themselves and they say who they are, what they're good at, and what they'd like to do more of in the coming year. So you get a pretty good top-down overview of everybody that's at the meeting. And with there being a small room, you know, there's going to be 10 people in here max. Then you've got the host, so really like 9 people. These are going to take probably a minute each. So this is going to be just short and to the point. And you get to know everybody here. And we also have something really special that happens immediately after that. And it only takes a couple of minutes, but it gives just a lot of favors to us. I'm going to share that with you in just a minute. This was probably our biggest aggravation when we started this podcast. You know, we had followers on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, and people who also just listened to our podcast. And it was great from the perspective of, you know, seeing the numbers go up. That was great. But we didn't really put our back into getting to know each individual that came through and being able to like make the kind of shows that they wanted, or being able to really make connections with them or put them in touch with projects that bettered their life. It's really important to me that if you're going to spend time listening to a show, that there's at least an opportunity for it to connect to what you are really dealing with and going through, which is why our community survey is so important. It takes, you know, 90 seconds to fill out. And we know a little bit more about your skill set, and so that it's not just something that was said at a meeting, because we know that can come and go, but something that is at a spreadsheet and something that we can look back on. So we're going to encourage you to fill it out, encourage you to share it, and sort of build knowledge of the people who like us and listen to us and are working in their own communities and working on themselves. And hopefully, if we're doing that, then people are coming closer to actually achieving that mission as they listen and as they participate. So after that, we get to the main event of the evening, which is our pitch. I'm going to show this to you, and it's really cool. Stay tuned. So this is the elevator pitch, and we really want this to be something where people can participate asynchronously. So if you're at your job or if you're just completely occupied in the mornings, you still have some way to talk about the project that you're working on and some way to connect with what the people here are working on as well. And the idea is that you just spend a minute, and now that you've introduced yourself, now that you've told us about yourself, now that you are really connected with everybody, and we've talked about one of your favorite subjects, which is you, that now we can really get into your creative project. You spend 60 seconds and you talk about what you're working on, whether that's a book or a TV show or a movie or just a comic book, just whatever it is. And you talk about what it is, how it's going so far right now, what you think you need in order to complete it. That way we know, and we can start looking right away for people who fit a category. And as you fill out the survey, as you're filling in your interest, you're putting in categories that you're in. So we know that if you're interested in filmmaking, that if somebody comes in and they have a film and they need filmmaking help, that you will be notified about that. And vice versa, if you're working on a comic and you need an artist or something like that, then the people that come in or come through or listen to us that love to draw, they're, you know, available, and they can participate in your project. We can connect them with paid gigs and just keep this machine rolling in a really smooth way. So that is the elevator pitch for the elevator pitch. It's just a great way to stay connected and get us really excited about your project. Think of this as just your 1 minute commercial. You should love it. All right, let's talk about accolades. The accolade section is not like an award show. Getting an accolade on our Creative Network show is not like winning an Oscar, okay? It's more like shout outs. If there's a show that you were really interested in, if there's a book that you're reading, if there's an article that you read online, if there's a workshop that you went to in real life, just anything that's a creative project that connected with you and provided you with entertainment or inspiration, you can talk about it here. We're watching The Curse. Kennedy and I are both watched this within a week of each other, and it's been really cringe, but in a way that's just exciting. It's like watching a horror movie, just waiting to see like how these people will mess things up next. It's on Paramount Plus. I'm also rewatching The Sopranos. That's been real fun. Yeah. Just things are happening. And, you know, if you imagine a group of people going around and talking about what interested them and what entertained them, it's a good way for us to kind of leave the mode of shilling and talk about just what's going on in the world that we like. So, yeah, that's the accolade section. Finally, there's the vision board. I just, you know, if a meeting comes to an end, I don't want us to all have to sing a song together or anything like that. But for us to really put out positive energy in what we want to achieve in the next year. Where do you see your project going? Get people excited, be a little speculative, and just talk about the future. And a room of people who are talking about the future in a positive way can be so inspiring and uplifting. And hopefully when you entered this meeting, you weren't really sure whether you could do it or get it done. But when you're surrounded by people who are inspired, who are dedicated, who are determined, who are people you've gotten to know, and they're all sharing a positive vision of the future, it's really my hope that it's going to be contagious and it's going to be something that you will definitely want to be a part of. Yeah, that is our vision board. And it's how we end all of these calls so that you are just leaving in a state that's really powerful and exciting. And after the meeting ends, we get to work at Ghost Coast Video, connecting you, you know, your project, your needs, your desires with other people who are in this network too, and letting them know about what these opportunities are and just finding ways for people to collaborate. So yeah, that's kind of the outline and the framework for these meetings. The plan is for them to happen Tuesday mornings. We may shuffle it up or back a few hours depending on how people are available, but I'm just really looking forward to being a part of it with you. It's going to be great and a great time. Yeah, that's it. So please be here. I will keep you in the loop, and yeah, have a great rest of your day.